In front of a packed chamber full of lawmakers, guests, and other state dignitaries, the governor said Colorado's future is bright, but not without challenges, and that includes access to high-speed internet in rural parts of the state.
Somewhere in one of these communities, a high school student will sit in a parked car outside her town library. She'll huddle over her laptop, face glowing from the screen as she tries to finish her paper, because it's the only place she can get Wi-Fi. This isn't right.
So he pledged to create a specific broadband office to increase internet coverage from 70 to 85% of households before he leaves office in 2018. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including Democratic Representative Diane Mitchbush of Steamboat Springs, cheered the proposal. She says in her district, it's a major problem.
Broadband is an essential piece of infrastructure that everyone needs. We need it for healthcare. We need it for education. We need it for business. We need it for government. The problem where I'm from is distance, terrain, and density. That's why good broadband coverage is so difficult.
The governor also hopes to prioritize transportation funding and improvements to roads and bridges. While most lawmakers agree, there's no consensus on ways to fund a $9 billion shortfall over the next decade. Hickenlooper says he wants to consider all options, but believes it can't be done on cuts alone.
We're already squeezing pretty much every penny out of our transportation revenue, but efficiencies can only get us so far. With the gas tax unchanged since 1992, more fuel-efficient cars, and normal inflation, it's basic math. It's a funding problem. We've had this debate for too long.
He says he would like to put the question of transportation funding before voters this November. But Republicans, such as House Minority Leader Patrick Neville, aren't sold on the idea.
We have over $1 billion more than we had last year. So if we keep getting more money and more money, but we're not funding it, we have to ask ourselves, is it a spending problem or is it a revenue problem? I say it's a spending problem. We can control the general fund this session and actually do something for transportation this session.
With a split legislature, any referred measure would need bipartisan support. Other Republicans are open to sending a question to voters. Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs says he'll take a wait-and-see approach.
I think it's sort of inevitable that the transportation question, whatever it is, will have to go to the voters ultimately. The fundamental discussion between Republicans and Democrats is about whether there should be new revenue, which is the Democrat position. Republicans, I among them, believe that we need to reprioritize.
There's also disagreement about what could be coming down from the incoming Trump administration. Governor Hickenlooper acknowledged what he called a toxic political campaign last year. He also says the new administration will seek a different relationship between the federal government and states. He urges caution, especially on a repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
If changes are inevitable, I will fight for a replacement plan that protects the people who are covered now and does not take us backwards.
The GOP-controlled Senate has already introduced a bill to repeal the state's health care exchange. While issues like health care expose stark partisan differences, Colorado lawmakers feel confident they can make headway on other topics this session, such as making housing more affordable and discussing constitutional budget provisions. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.